All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. It's July 13th, 2021. And you're on the street with Ali Reza. I am choking it up. I'm choking up the joys. Not because that team I love won. Not because I got something to celebrate. I'm not celebrating no triumph. I am celebrating failure. A team I hate lost. And I'm happy. Is that mean I'm a hater? Does that mean there should be some fucking SoundCloud rapper out there making a diss track for me because I talk too much shit, trying to put me in my place over some auto-tune and a drum beat made on a MacBook Pro? No, it doesn't. It just means that I love it. I love watching the English just fucking crumble after a crushing loss. Now, half of them are crumbling. You know, they're on their knees, they're crying, oh my word, how could it happen? I thought it was coming home. And the other half are outside the stadium, assaulting fellows named Massimo and Lorenzo. That's what? Wrong fucking accent. I've been all over the place. It's not a good fucking time. I had to sign a fucking birthday card today. I'll get to that later. Get to this fucking birthday card later. The English, crying on the street, and also fighting. Just fucking mean people. All kinds of bats. Americans are fucking confused. To Americans, the English are a classy bunch. They're walking around with a fucking watch that fits in their pocket. You know, one of those pocket watches? That's their fucking image of these people. No, if you've been there, or if you follow the game of football in any capacity, you will know that these people are fucking animals just like the rest of us. There's no fucking tea. They're boozing it up. Okay? I don't know. I've never seen one drink tea. The ones I see are boozing it up and throwing hands. That's what I'm used to seeing because I follow the beautiful game. Boozing it up, throwing hands, and blaming the African kid that took the last penalty kick. I'm like, as soon as he stepped up, I'm like, they knew they were going to lose. They're trying to blame this kid. They're trying to throw it on this kid. That's what they did. That's what the French almost did, but they couldn't because Zidane's too great. The French tried to do that shit to Zidane. It wasn't working. As soon as that poor kid, he's like fucking 19. Grow the fuck up. Here's the other thing. Your team is not that good. It's an achievement. You went to the final. You should be very happy. Just like I was. Just the fact that I went to prom. I went alone. But I should have been happy they just let me in. They let me come in alone. I should be happy I had a fucking half-decent suit to wear. They let me in. I left by the end of the night alive. I should be happy with that. That's the bar for me. They went to the final. The bar was lower. They went over the bar. So they should be happy, but they're not. They're not. They're a little bit arrogant. They're a little bit arrogant. They're looking for other things to blame. Is it because the penalties, the sun and the moon, were perpendicular to each other and we lost? No. You're just not good enough. Not good enough. I was on a team called the Hotspurs. Not those animals. The Nepean Hotspurs. It's a little regional league. It was like 15, 16, 17, about to graduate high school. They had scouts coming from colleges to watch the other kids. Not me. I accepted it. Got a Honda Civic, started delivering pizzas. Okay, I didn't fucking complain, go on the TV, start crying, go on fucking social media, start blaming African kids. I just took it. Okay, that's what you do. You have to just take the failures, all right? I mustered up the courage to go up to a girl in the eighth grade, like, hey, you wanna go to the dance with me? She straight up, she looked me right in the eyes and said no. That's it. Just the words no. There wasn't no sorry, No, I got another guy. There's a couple of Puerto Ricans. They're trying to tag team me there. None of that. Looked me right in the eye and said no. It was a very honest, very fair answer. She didn't try to beat around the bush, make up some fucking story that her grandma's religious from Portugal and she won't let her go. She's got a chastity ring. Maybe she just converted to Islam. None of that. She didn't give me no fucking excuses. Just said no. I took the dart right in the heart and walked away. I didn't go on fucking television, start complaining. Is it the coach's fault? Is it because he's from the south of London? The north is better. All kinds of elite shit. No. I want to hear one of them and just come out and say, we weren't good enough. We weren't good enough. Couldn't go to prom and go to that eighth grade dance either. I mean, I went. It's even worse when you go. It's like, it's the equivalent of losing on penalties. You almost wish you didn't make it to the final, right? You don't want to make it to the final because what? It's like, at the same thing with the fucking prom. Why the fuck? Where am I there? Like standing there with three hairy dudes looking at each other saying, hey, what are you going to do after? Oh, you got to the mechanical engineering program, eh? What are you up to? Oh, I think I saved enough money for a used vehicle. And I think I'm going to start delivering pizzas to fat people in the glebe. Yeah, it's great. Mechanical engineer, what is that? You're doing mechanics? You got mufflers? What's going on? I just took it. It's like, I'm not going to Harvard. Can they do the same? What do they need to happen for them to be humbled? It could be America. They got to lose that American support. America's got to stop respecting them in television. Like, stop bringing them on as judges. That's the only way. You got English. You guys want to win a fucking major tournament? You want to make a major tournament? Get Simon Cowell the fuck out of the U.S. Pull him out. No more judges. No more of those nannies going over. Like, they know how to fucking take care of a kid. They've never had kids, but they go, here's what you need to do to discipline your children. They're doing the same thing with soccer. They keep fucking losing and then lecturing others that have won about how to play the game. Oh, this is too... They went at the Italians for fucking years. For years, they went after those people. For playing defensive, half of it was true. And for the last, like, 20 years, it hasn't been true. But they kept going at him. They're like, we're winning. What are you telling us? Like, get your own shit together. That's what annoys me most about those. But they were going to lose. I knew they were going to lose before they brought that poor kid. Before they brought that poor kid, they trashed the fucking city center. They had bottles everywhere. How do you trash your own fucking... You do it before... Listen, it's okay to do it after the game. You want to riot. You want to burn down the city. I've said this before. Many, many times on the podcast, I would love to burn down the city of Ottawa. I think about it all the fucking time. All the time. During the day, at night, during Ramadan even. I think about it. Every fucking time. Every Ramadan, I think about, listen, I'm not even fasted, so it's not like I'm in a bad mood. It makes no difference to me. It's Ramadan. I don't know why. That month kicks in. I want to burn down the city of Ottawa. I don't do it, though, you know, because laws and shit, but... I'm for it. The other thing, I need an excuse. If I just go down there and start lighting matches, there's going to be not even that fringe section of the internet that'll sympathize with me. If I go in there with a story, oh, they called me fat in high school. I don't know, something. They made fun of me. They thought I was a Puerto Rican. So there's something. I got to have some sort of excuse to get some support on the internet. That's what I need. I'm a weak person. I will make moves, good or bad, if I have the support, financial and emotional, and, you know, post on my birthday, post, oh, he was a hero, post some shit like that. I will. That's all it takes to recruit. I'm easily recruitable. It's just never happened because I get no loving. Get no love. If that girl fucking said yes to the eighth grade dance, and the next thing you know, I go in there. She's like, you know, have I ever told you about the Mujahideen? I'd fucking sign up. I would have signed the fuck up. Would have signed up for the Mujahideen if she just simply... If she could have fucking taken me for a ride I mean, in the eighth grade, I was very easily recruitable. I'm recruitable now, and I'm about to be 33. All she had to do was say yes. You know?
Just say yes. Just one yes.
Takes me to fucking prom. Signs me up for a terrorist organization and political party. A lot of people don't know that. I don't know if I've... I think I talked about this before. That yeah, it was the political party and the thing. I'll look it up. You guys will figure it out. Fucking thirsty these days. It's like 45 again. I don't know. It's like 45, 43. It's a weird time. This fucking... It's like I'm back in California. But worse, because the fire's kind of closer. A little bit closer. I unpacked. I don't know what it is. Is it just exhaustion from, hey, you need to do this to be safe. You can do this, do that. It's like, I don't want to hear shit. I'll do stuff when you stop telling me. That's why me and my woman get along. She knows, she kind of got to like plant it instead of just telling me, because then like I just don't want to do it. You know, if I see it and it needs cleaning, I'll fucking clean it. But if you tell me to clean it, it's like, I don't know. I don't like it. So they keep telling us, it's been like fucking 2 years. Wash your hands. Wash your feet. Wear some, I don't know what they were doing. Sanitize this. Wear a mask. 2 years of that. All right. I'll do it. I'm not a jerk. Mask up. Here's my mask. Can't see my face. You're safe now. 2 years of that. And then when you get the fuck out of the place you want it to burn down. I did this for you people. I left. Anybody from Ottawa listening? I left because any one more day, I would have fucking lit up a match. Would have burned that place down. The fucking thoughts I had just... I don't know what it was. There was a red light next to a fucking Dairy Queen. Every time I hit that red light at the Dairy Queen, that's when all the violent thoughts started. I don't know if I was in the fucking Bermuda Triangle of Evil. That's the way the sun was shining down on my fucking head. Every time I hit that red light, I don't want to fucking burn it down. But yeah, I did it for you guys, so I don't have to burn your city down. So you have a fucking place to live and study. I work for the government, have sex with your wife, missionary, in Barhaven. Missionary only. I left. Safe. Now I come, there's fires. So 2 years of wear a mask, don't go outside. No restaurants, not even chop suey. And now this, hey, pack your bags. We might say you got to get the fuck out of your house. Went from 2 years of stay in your house to now you got to leave because it's on fire. But make up your mind. That's why I don't fucking believe in God anymore, honestly. What the hell is going on? Make up your mind. If you want to end us, end us. Don't fucking play any games with me. If it's not ending, let me know. I want to save for a fucking TV for Christmas or something. I want to get an 80-inch TV. If this is the end, I'm not going to fucking save for an 80-inch TV. I'm just going to go buck wild right now. I'm just going to start doing fentanyl, heroin. I'm trying to have a good time before we leave. So if we're checking out, if checkout time is coming, let me fucking know. So I don't have to save money, pay a bill. Maybe I don't want to fucking pay bills anymore. If this is the end, can I skip out on a couple of bills? If we got like 6 months left before they turn off my fucking water or something, let me save $120 and spend it on drugs. Let me have a good fucking time before we leave. You know? Oh, good. Is this a good time? It's never a good time. I mean, it's always a good time. It's always a good time to tell you about the good people of onekyokushin.com. That's the number one, KYOKUSHIN.com. Go to the website. You got to buy the shirts. You wear the shirts. They got shirts for men and women. You wear it. Oh, the people at onekyokushin.com. I've been told by smarter men in this realm that this is one of the most brutal forms of martial arts. It's one of the most brutal, I don't know what the exact words are. There's different strains. Sorry, I'm a fucking stoner. Of martial arts. And apparently this is very highly respected. And they're a great community. They help each other out. No fucking bullshit. I never see them, like, fighting in the comment section. No one's ever fucking shamed anyone. Go to onekyokushin.com. The number one, KYOKUSHIN. Put the link in the description. You guys go support the show by supporting the page. You buy the show. They're good people. They're in England. They're very upset right now. Who knows what's happening outside their apartments? A bunch of atrocities. I don't know what these hooligans are doing to that Bangladeshi kid in front of your flat. But it can't be good, because that was a devastating loss. Go to onekyokushin.com. The good people in London sending you good products. Links in the description. All right. Jesus Christ. Everybody's shaming, eh? That's why I like those one Kyokushin. No shaming. There's no fucking fat shaming in the comments. I wasn't, you know, I don't go in the comments there. There's no everything shaming. I guarantee every time I try to say some stupid shit, to be as stupid as possible. And I always reference this one. The time I hit my friend up and I'm like, hey, you think there's a trans Muslim fighting for her right to wear a hijab? And he apparently there was. I always reference this, but that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever tried to say. I'm trying to top it. I told my woman just a few minutes ago before coming out here, I'm like, hey, you think anybody, there's going to be like tall shaming in 5 years? Like, so someone's like, you know how hard it is to be 7'3" to get it? You know how hard it is to be able to reach? They keep asking me to reach up on the top shelf. It's a hard life. Just leave it alone, man. It's going to happen. There's going to be tall shaming soon. What else? There's going to be like smart shaming. It's going to be a bunch of positive shit. Good at basketball shaming. Damn, you're too good at basketball, man. What are you stop trying to? I don't know. Trying too hard, man. Just put the basketball down, man. This is making other people that suck at basketball feel left out. You're a basketballist. I don't know. They'll make some shit up, but there's going to be tall shaming for sure. There'll be tall shaming. There might even be tall shaming right now. I just got to fucking look that shit up. I got to look that shit up, but I'm too lazy. I don't like fucking stuff in front of me. I put the laptop right in the fucking corner. I don't like stuff in front of me because I always knock it down. I got one water. That's all it is. I just got a little water next to me. And even that I've fucking knocked down countless times. Countless fucking times. I saw some funny shit on YouTube. There was apparently they wrote a book called The Gay BCs. I thought it was a bit. I thought it was like some really bad bit. Some bad comic from Delaware did. Maybe in the 80s or 90s or something. Apparently it's a real book. And I'm sure you can imagine what it is. It just goes through the alphabet. I mean, like, does this person even need to write? Did this person even need to write? Half of the people are in the alphabet. The L, the G's, the T's, half the alphabet's already in there, so he's got all that covered. He's only got to worry about like 18 fucking letters. Let me say LGBTQ. There's another one. No, there's a plus. That's not alphabet. All right, 5. He's got 21. 21, that's all he had to write. Like a fucking... unbelievable. He had 21 letters to take care of. Half the work was done for him. So he goes in there, and like, some of them were just like, what the fuck is going on? All right, what's up? Wait. And then it says the recommended... You can tell what it is. It goes through. It's like, A is for... I don't know what it was. Ally. A is for ally. Let's be positive and not fight each other. All right, that's fair. You say that's a good thing to say to a 3 to 7 year old. But by the end, it was getting into like fisting or something. It was going a little bit too far. A little bit too far. And I was disturbed when apparently it's aimed at children age 3 to 7. And now I'm starting to think all those rednecks were right. Jesus Christ. They're not right, but they're not wrong either. Like, Jesus Christ, it was getting a little too much. 3 to 7, not good. Not good, all right? You barely figure out who you are until, not even like 25. I'm talking about just starting to figure out who the fuck you really are. I'm fucking 33, and I'm still fucking, you know, I'm confused walking around, looking up and down. you know? But come on. It's like when you're maybe in the eighth or ninth grade, you start thinking, all right, I like girls that look like that, and I like a curly. You start, a couple of things are coming into your head, you know? 12, the pipes start flowing. 14, you figure out where you want to lay the pipe, you know? If you're lucky, some people boom later. I was trying to figure it out, you know? I was, what am I, 13 in the eighth grade? I can't even fucking ask a girl to dance properly. Fucking fumbling, looking up and down. Do you like soccer? I didn't know anything. How the fuck are you going to expect these 3 to 7 year olds understand shit? I didn't understand shit at 7. Especially like where I was. I understood I got robbed when I went home. That's one thing I did understand at 7. I didn't have a book to tell me R is for robber. Hide your books. Hide your expensive foreign-made pencil case that someone might find desirable. I didn't know that shit. I want to make a fucking terrorist book. M is for the Mujahideen. I is for IED. What the fuck do you want from these kids? How is this any different than, you know, those, they got the kid, they were to show videos and some of them were fucked up, you know, they had terrorist kids. But some of them, it sounded like they were just praying. Am I religious? No. I think it's hilarious. But the kid was just praying, he was being harmless, and like Fox News would run the clip and be like, these kids are future Islamists. Like, they're not. They're not. Like, 2 out of 3 are going to open up a fucking store in their neighborhood. They're going to have a corner store because those places don't have big box grocery stores. You go to a fucking corner store to buy crap. Chips, fucking lettuce, all kinds of shit. That's pretty much what half Middle Eastern people, half the fucking Middle East ends up. No one's blowing no shit up. They're opening up a fucking store in the corner. They're selling like 6-7 items, and that's all that whole neighborhood needs. 6-7 items, that's all they're selling. Big bag of rice. That's what that kid's grown up to be. But what difference is this shit? It's like trying to indoctrinate these kids. Like, and then the shit about blowing shit up. I don't see a difference. Do you guys? I feel like it's the exact same situation. They're blowing some shit up, and these people are, I don't know, telling you to blow your load on some Brazilian dude's back. I had to write a birthday card. Why do people make I don't know the person. I don't know the person. You're gonna come at me, you're gonna be like, sign this. I'm like, who's this for? What am I signing? What the fuck am I signing? What am I doing here? What the fuck am I doing here? Sign this. Alright, I'll sign a birthday card. I knew it wasn't for a man. No man would accept such a thing. If you come up to me, and hand me a card, and I open it, and it's from multiple people, and it's not from you directly, the person I know personally, I'm gonna fucking shove that card down your throat and smack you. I would 100% assault my friend if he gave me a card and it wasn't him who signed it, wrote whatever. Couple words of affection. If it was just a bunch of fucking strangers, that's why I knew it wasn't for a man, or at least a man that was raised right. You know, it was for a woman. That's how women get the big egos, because they don't care about that shit. All they see is the number. The numbers of likes, numbers of people on the card. Oh, it goes right to the head. I'm popular. And continue to go to be terrible. I'm not saying this person was terrible. It could be a fucking lovely person. They could be working for Oxfam. Or Chevrolet, maybe. She's gonna be a lovely person. I'm just saying. That shit. That is trying to get it. Trying to get into the head. Can't do it. And honestly, at a certain fucking point, it's enough with the birthday stuff. My birthday's coming up. My girl's like, hey, are you excited for your birthday? I'm like, no, I'm excited for your birthday. First of all, you're a girl. You're a woman. and you're 28. I'm a 33-year-old hairy man. How the fuck am I going to celebrate a birthday with these fucking arms? Have you seen my fucking arms? How am I supposed to? It's, you can't do it. 33 hairy fucking arms. Can't be jumping up and down. You're going to have a fucking cake jumping up and down, bouncing off the walls. Like, what am I, some kind of fucking Sunni? You know? It's over. Like, at a certain age, there's no more birthdays. You got to just get past it. Just, it's just another regular day. It's enough. Like, you just got born. There's no accomplishments. You know? For this generation, maybe. Like, you can make an argument, oh, okay, you've done this, you've done that. But, like, that's a fucking low bar. That's a low bar. There's so many people that are, like, fucking older. They're, like, 40. They're just, you know, fucking walking around, drinking a fucking 2-liter of Pepsi, middle of the day. They got nowhere to fucking be. Somehow they have a vehicle. You know, they might have a place. Someone's paying, they're paying the bills somehow. Nobody knows. Nobody's working. You know, if you're just fucking going up and down the same street, either behind the wheel, unless you're delivering pizzas for fucking Pizza Hut, then, you know. They're like, I see the same people. 2-liter Pepsi, they're just walking up and down. It's a Wednesday, 11 a.m. You see him again at 1:30. He's like, don't you have anywhere to be? Have you showered today? Can you wear shoes? You're an adult. Put some fucking shoes on. It's Wednesday. You're not going to the beach. You can't be wearing sandals. You look like you're retired. You're 40. Put the fucking Pepsi down. Put the clean shirt on. You know, I don't want to. That's what I'm trying to say. Two steps and next thing you know, you're over there. That's what I'm afraid of. That's why I'm never happy when it's a, not like displeased, like, oh, I'm getting older. Fuck that. No, I'm just talking about, it's going to be another day. I'm going to make no difference, weekend or not. I'm going to do the same fucking thing. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to try to eat something. I'm going to try and talk to my woman. That's it. That's all I'm trying to do. Can't be up, you know, can't be bouncing off the walls, jumping up and down, blowing a cake when you're like 30 fucking three. A couple generations ago, people would die at 33. You know, during Mao. Imagine that shit. Or whenever Stalin was starving Ukraine. You imagine that shit, 33? Imagine they're seeing what we're doing now. Fucking birthday cake and like the big fucking, the numbers, you know, every fucking, I've seen dudes do it too. It's bad. You seen those numbers they have? The gold balloon numbers everybody gets on a birthday. They just hold it up, one leg behind, holding one leg up, tilting their head, you know, got the big fucking hoop earrings. Sometimes no earrings, sometimes a little diamond stud. The little diamond stud their ex-boyfriend gave them. Now what they're, some new fucking bastard. Some new poor bastard that has to put up with this. He had to fucking drive down to the balloon store in a fucking Prius and somehow fit this in. It wouldn't fit in, so he tied it inside the car and had it sticking out the window a little bit. Now he has to drive all the way to Orange County to deliver these fucking numbers. You know what they need? They need a humbling lesson. You know, everybody needs a humbling lesson. That's what I learned this weekend. You know, I'm wondering if the English will be humbled. I'm wondering if they'll take this loss, re-examine themselves. That's what I did. That's what I did when I was in the 8th grade, and then 12th grade too when I went to prom. But at least that time was even worse. I didn't even ask anybody. I didn't ask anybody. I didn't even have, I don't know what it was. I was just like, all right. I don't know what I was doing. I was working. Oh, I was in the Hotspurs, and we were scared because the coach from the South one was molesting people. Maybe that was it. Did I get molested? No, I didn't get molested. Come on. That's not why. I just didn't ask anybody. I chickened out. You know? I was humbled. That's all it was. I was humbled at the 8th grade. 4 years of humbling. I think the English need the same thing. They kind of need the same thing. I highly doubt it's going to happen. You know, they need more humbling, perhaps. Few year stint at Pizza Hut, where they get regularly abused by government workers and large large women and men. Let's be fair. I've been, the goal of this podcast was to be fair. I don't want to fat shame anybody. I'm not trying to tall shame people. That's coming. It's coming in like 5 years. We're close. Maybe in a couple of years, depending on which way it's headed. But that is what the English need, a humbling lesson. I somehow don't think they're going to get it. I don't think it's coming. I'm a pessimist that way. I'm trying to remain a positive? What's the opposite of pessimist? What's the one where, what's the one you're like, to, someone's just always positive? I don't know what it is. Maybe there's motivation, like Tony Robbins type, you know? Everything's good. Guy has a fucking huge head. That guy needs some humbling too. Is that guy English? I'm not sure. But the fires, they're coming. Or they're not coming. I don't know. I stop fucking listening to people. Whatever the fuck's going to happen. I unpacked. I'm fucking living. Whatever happens. You want to burn it down? Burn it down. You know? Come fucking try. Come fucking try. We survived Saddam. I'm pretty sure we'll survive a couple of bushfires. Good night.